progress reports from the four task forces. And just for new members, this is a regular occurrence. Each of the task force chairs reports at the Commission on the main items that would have been discussed over the last quarter at his task force. And if I may, could I just start by opening and outlining the items that have been discussed at the Hong Kong Island Task Force. I'm happy to take questions if you have them. There's a major study going on, as you probably know, looking at what should happen on the Wan Chai North and North Point harbourfront. Plan D came to the task force. I've come to the task force on a couple of occasions, and members have commented. And again, what I like and what we seem to be achieving in this and other cases is a working relationship, if you like, with Plan D. And we've had we plan more briefings focusing exclusively, if you like, on the urban design aspects of this study. As you see, we've contributed quite significantly on pedestrian connectivity, which is a main issue, a big issue. Water quality, particularly in the typhoon shelter. And we have picked up Paul's point about marine uses and marine accessibility. So active, ongoing, working relationship with Plan D on that study. Then item B, temporary uses at the new central harbourfront. This is an important item because, as you know, we have at the moment a wheel on the waterfront, and we have an organisation, an events area. And with the agreement of government and working with the task force, it's been decided that those uses should continue, certainly in the short term. The wheel for a period of 1 year, and the events area for a period of 3 years. Now that's the use, just let me be very clear about that. Obviously, the marketing, if you like, of those particular areas will have to be dealt with separately. Although, if we're honest, there's probably no solution other than to continue with the wheel if you've only got an extension of 1 year. But I suspect the events area will have to be bid out under competitive conditions. So that's what's happening in the short term. The other thing that I'm pushing very hard for, and I wouldn't mind some support from the Commission, we really, and this links into what we've just been talking about, we really need to be thinking about the long-term future of the central waterfront, rather than doing it piecemeal, jigsaw fashion, if you like, as we seem to at the moment to some extent. So yes, the wheel continues, yes, the events area continues, but we really ought to be thinking about the long-term solution for the whole of that waterfront, running right from the ferry piers through to the exhibition area. And Christine, I think, could I put you under a bit of pressure to perhaps bring the departments together, and maybe we could have a working session with them on what we might start to plan as a permanent solution for the central waterfront. Because what I'm keen to do is not lose momentum while we debate and finalise how we move forward on the HFA. Life has to go on, and we need to come up with some long-term planning, I think, for the central waterfront. And then the issue which I touched on earlier about coach parking and car parking. Eastern District are under very, very significant pressure with coach usage and coach nuisance. And we've agreed, somewhat reluctantly, to a six-month solution for a site on the waterfront, Hoi U Street, but put up a marker. A, it does conflict with the harbour planning principles, and B, short-term is short-term, and short-term isn't, we don't expect short-term to become long-term. So there's a couple of sites there that in the long-term we obviously want to revert to waterfront use, but short, medium-term, probably got to be coach parking and car parking. But as I say, it is short-term, and it's not the ultimate solution. And we've got TD coming back in shortly to brief us on their entire plans for the sites around the waterfront. So That's a brief report on what's happened on the Hong Kong Island Task Force. Any questions, please?
Thank you, Chair. I note that there was there were workshops regarding the Wan Chai North and North Pointer planning. And would there be any more workshops with the HC members?
Yes, there will be more workshops. They're due to come back to us shortly, and we're due to have another workshop. And these workshops are open to all members. It's not, we will obviously notify everybody if there is a workshop, and all members are invited and delighted to have you.
Indeed, we set up a working group, which is an ad hoc working group under the Hong Kong Task Force that looks specifically into this urban design study. So we will have another round of meeting before the next Hong Kong Task Force meeting. So that is one kind of workshop that I think you're referring to. But if you are talking about workshops or focus groups that the Plan D and consultant arranged as part of their phase one public engagement exercise, that also included some workshops. And I understand that for phase two, which would roll out in next year, 2016, they would have possibility of introducing some kind of extra workshops to include the community into this whole process. So I think there are two types of workshops that could be possibly held, and of course members would welcome to join all of them.
What is interesting, just commenting on the, PE exercise, some very innovative ideas in terms of how to engage and means of engagement were pursued, and very interesting responses. Again, I think we might learn from this for other exercises. Sorry, I saw a hand go up there. Paul?
The question on the Wan Chai one, I noticed that the EPD has said that the current water quality objectives laid down in the Water Pollution Control Ordinance for Victoria Harbour Water Control Zone is primarily for recognizing the harbor for navigation and port facilities. But that if we want areas to be designated for water sports, then we have to inform them so that they could set the relevant water quality objectives. So my question is, for this particular study, are we going to identify the zones or the areas of the harbour for which we propose water sports and give those to the EPD so they can then try to figure out how to meet the relevant water quality objectives? So that would be on the issue of the Wan Chai and North Point study. On the issue of the coach parking, my question to you is, how do we monitor? I mean, I will not go into the issue, as I've pointed out in my presentation. I could not attend this meeting, but I submitted it in writing, that I think that none of the coaches that are using Java Road are actually going to go and use this facility. And I just wonder, if we're going to evaluate this in 6 months' time, what monitoring system do we have in place? Are we tracking the license plates of coaches that are picking up passengers and dropping them off at Java, and then checking whether those same license plates are actually parking in this facility? Because that's probably the only way to monitor. So I'd like to see that we have a robust monitoring system in place for this use. And then for the car park fee paying at Hoi Yu Street, again, it is suggested that this is for the users of the waterfront promenade and local residents. My observation is, and my office is right next door, is that it's basically used by local residents who use this as a very cheap parking, or not so local residents for far away who use it as an extremely cheap parking facility, and that the waterfront promenade users are parking the cars on the side of the road. They come there with their dogs because most of the of the parking spaces at this space is already booked up. And it was our brief to government that we only wanted car parking spaces for the promenade. We never wanted a car parking for Hong Kong Island, people that want to park the car for $800 a month. And now we have a problem, because now that government has created it, there are so many people dependent on this $800 that we have created our own objections to removing this car park. It's a very large car park, and everybody that spends $800 parking there, these people are going to be heavily contacting all the district councillors to make sure that we never remove this parking facility. So we've created our own problem by having this happen. So I'm not sure how we were going to get rid of this ever on the basis of these assumptions here. And what are we going to do in terms of monitoring this? How are we going to analyze it? How are we going to bring this thing to an end? We've created a problem here. So okay. Those are my questions, the three questions.
Okay, well, just to reassure you, the police themselves attended the presentation on both the coach parking and on the car park, and they undertook to police, literally, the situation for us, including nighttime checks to make sure that, particularly in the coach parking area, that the coaches were using the spaces, and if they weren't, who was, and monitor that situation closely. And they have promised to come back within 6 months with the with the results of those inspections. Same with the car park. Police conscious that abuse may be taking place and are going to monitor that. So I think we've been assured by police that they are going to keep a watching eye on the situation. So I think let's take them at their word. And that was, I mean, they were there, it was all minuted, so I think we can look back to that if we have to. And then just on the Wan Chai planning study, planning department,
I can actually answer the first question. I think Paul is talking about the water quality in Wan Chai area, but I think I want to bring members' attention to the harbour plan that we last presented to members in the last meeting of the last term. In that plan, we actually reminded members that we identified a few locations that we believe they are possible locations for water-related events. And to briefly recap, these areas include Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter, Kai Tak Approach Channel, to the west of the water to the west of the Kai Tak Runway, Wan Chai North, to Sao Gai Wan, Cha Guo Lang to Yau Tong Bay, and Chim Sai Chi East, and also Lei Yu Mun to Kori Bay. These locations actually echoed those that HAB identified under their presentation to us on water-friendly culture. And in the whole process, it is a very interdepartmental concerted efforts to identify suitable locations and then to work together to bring to introduce possible water-related events to these areas. So I can assure you that EPD is it's conscious, and they are they knew which locations we have in mind for these activities to be developed. And also another layer to respond to you is that EPD is actually embarking on stage 2A of the harbour area treatment scheme in the coming few months. And their upcoming study would definitely include looking into quality of coastal waters that include those of the Wan Chai area. So I think on these two fronts, everyone got the brief and they knew that Wan Chai is possibly an area to look into in terms of water quality. And then on your second question, just to supplement on what the chairman has just mentioned, I think the chairman and also other members in the task force meetings have repeatedly asked the proponent to assure us that there would be proper monitoring system to ensure that it would only be used by coaches. And I think the chairman rightly pointed out that it was minuted that the police and the district Home Affairs Department have guaranteed us some measures that they will put in place in ensuring that. And they have also agreed to come back in 6 months' time with a full report. And I think the responsibility of members is really to look into their report by then and then to decide whether to continue with this temporary measure. The chairman also mentioned that it will be a short-term solution in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Follow up then, Chairman, on this one. For the water sports activity areas in the harbour, I hope the harbour unit could circulate that plan just specifically for the areas where we like to see water sports, so we can all agree that that is what we'd like to have. On the monitoring, I just want to make sure that what we're monitoring are that the coaches, which are now the cross-boundary coaches blocking Java Road, are the ones using this facility. So not whether the coaches are using it, because I'm sure when you make a coach parking area, the coaches will happily park there for low cost, because there's a shortage of coach parking in Hong Kong as a whole. But the question, this was just as a holding lagering area for Java Road coaches. So it means that there got to be a record of the license plate numbers. Otherwise, we have no monitoring. So I just want to make sure that the monitoring will be put in place. And I'd like to see confirmation in writing from the police, because I understand that the police never does this. And I think the police will tell you, knowing, working with them in the district council and in my own constituency, this is not the job of the police, and they will tell you this is not their job. So okay. This is a transport department obligation. Government has to find a resource somewhere to do it, and police will tell you that that is not their job. So somebody needs to do it, and that's. And I like to see that in writing that it will happen. Thank you.
Okay, we'll pass your comments on. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Anything else on Hong Kong Island? No. All right.